Tantra is a spiritual technology that creates inner wholeness through the use, or better said, the conscious use of our sexual energy. The principle of Tantra is to reject nothing and see the entirety of creation as a manifestation of the divine. Having in mind that we reject nothing, we use everything we observe in our reality as a vehicle for the uprising of human consciousness. We do this specifically through the body by acknowledging our animal nature and our divine nature and merging the two as we experience reality moment after moment. So what do I mean when I say inner wholeness, and what do I mean by spiritual technology? And if Tantra stands under the principle of reject nothing, then what do we do about those things in life that we cannot help but reject? In today's lesson, you'll find out. My name is Silvana, and I am a Tantra teacher and the founder of the Venusian Academy, an online school for the feminine arts and pink Tantra. So Tantra is an ancient system. It's like a spiritual system, a way of organizing an understanding of the divine. Now there's many branches of Tantra. We have Hindu Tantra, Buddhist Tantra. There is other random branches of Tantra that don't really fall under any category. And on top of that, there's like different colors to categorize and organize the different tantric paths. So having said this, I want to make it clear that today's conversation, today's lesson, is gonna fall under the umbrella of what is traditionally known as Hindu Tantra, more specifically, Shakta Tantra. So whenever we look at Tantra from India, you know, there are many paths. Primarily, we can split it into two. There is the Shaivism Tantra, and then there is the Shaktism Tantra. Under Shaivism Tantra, we have the Kashmir Shaivism, which is one of the most popular traditional tantras known in the West, coming from India. The other side of that coin is Shakta Tantra, which is connected with Shakti. So whenever we look at creation, we have Shiva, the pure awareness, the consciousness, and then Shakti, the power of the consciousness and everything that is observed. So this conversation is gonna fall under the category of Shakta Tantra, which is the divine feminine aspect of creation, everything that exists. So because Tantra is a technology that allows us to create that inner weaving, what we're doing is creating inner wholeness. So why do we need to create wholeness? Well, first of all, because we are fragmented. The fact that we have these individualized bodies and that I'm me and you are you, this means that there is a fragmentation. If we understand that the divine is oneness and everything is like a oneness consciousness, the fact that there's like two interacting right now indicates that there is a fragmentation. On top of that, whenever we add the layer of the traumas that we experience and all of the psychological, spiritual, and emotional fragmentation that happens due to trauma, and you know, there's various degrees of trauma, but I think like most individuals that are on this planet at this point have had some form of trauma in their life. And then obviously some people have had severe, very obvious trauma. So trauma, whether it was a lesser degree or a higher degree of trauma, is going to create that inner fragmentation. So Tantra, being a spiritual technology, is going to help us begin weaving back together all parts of ourselves to get back into the wholeness. And on a spiritual level, we are creating the wholeness with the divine, with that aspect of the oneness of divinity that we got separated from whenever we incarnated in this world, at the moment of, you know, splitting into individual consciousness. So on a personal level is the weaving of the fragmentalized parts of ourselves that maybe got separated by just, you know, the trauma of being born, or by very obvious psychological developmental trauma that we experienced in childhood. And on a spiritual level, returning back to that source, to that oneness, to be able to unite our inner Shakti, our expression of ourselves, everything that we are, feel, experience, with that empty consciousness that is within ourselves, the observer of the observer, like that point that is just eternal and unmoving. Now, the reason why I use the word spiritual technology is because Tantra uses sound and energy as vehicles and as tools to help create this inner wholeness again within ourselves. So one of the most important tools that we have in Tantra is the use of mantra. Why? Because mantra uses sound, and sound is a spiritual technology. There are many studies that shows the power that sound has on our, on everything, on animals, on humans, on everyone. So by connecting with these Sanskrit mantras, what we're doing is that we are connecting our energetic body through the use of our physical body, the use of sound, to a specific consciousness of a goddess, of an aspect of Shakti, an aspect of divinity. So that's why it's called, you know, a spiritual technology, because we think that a technology is just machines. Well, these bodies are machines, and if we use them consciously, we can also create bridges between our animal nature and our spiritual nature through the use of Tantra. So in Tantra, we have mantra, we have yantra, and then we have nyasa. So, you know, mantra is obviously the verbal, whether it's mental or whether it's said out loud, the chanting of very specific words that are connected to certain energies of Shakti. Then yantra is the physical, like mandala of the goddesses. The body is a yantra. Our yonis are a yantra. So it's just the form. And then we have nyasa, which is a practice that is consciously putting specific sounds and sounds connected to the tantric goddesses into the auric field to begin helping our aura get the shape, become the shape of the goddesses that we want to work with, which in turn is going to help us with our spiritual union, that inner union. Why is Tantra connected with sexuality? Well, because sexuality is a very big part of our human life. It's you know, it's kind of like the beginning impulse of our animal instinct. On top of that is where our Kundalini energy rises, and that raw sexual energy is what we use to create that union between our animal nature and our spiritual nature. So the rising of the Kundalini energy of the dormant serpent through the spine, using the body, using our spiritual energy to reach the crown, the higher centers, that is the magic of Tantra. That's why we use these spiritual technologies to achieve that inner wholeness. So the third point I wanted to make is the principle of reject nothing, because this is a very confusing point, especially given the state of the world and our modern life. So what does it mean, reject nothing? And how do we reconciliate that with our natural tendencies to reject things that, you know, we consider wrong or bad or that are just not acceptable to us? Okay, so the best way to explain this is through an example. Let's say that I observe something in my external reality that creates an absolute no in me. I'm like, no, that's wrong. You know, we can think of many horrible things that happen in the world, right? So that's completely wrong, and I don't want to accept that. And the tantric path is saying, well, accept everything, reject nothing. How do we reconciliate that? Because I want to make this a very important point. Just because there is a lot of spiritual abuse, you know, there's a lot of lost people with a lot of trauma that, you know, find a guru figure and then they're like, oh, reject nothing. So just surrender to me and my demands. And that's not what this is about. What this is about, specifically under the umbrella of Shakta Tantra, is that if I observe that thing that is repulsive and I'm like, oh my God, okay, I understand that everything in creation is a manifestation of the creator. So everything is an expression of God, the good, the bad, and the ugly, everything. So if I observe something that has this response of disgust in me, instead of trying to reconciliate myself with that externalized source, what I'm gonna do is that I'm gonna bring back this feeling of disgust and absolute like no. And I begin exploring, what is the part of me that is in that energy? Because if that's showing up in my life, there's a part of me that's there. And I focus on finding that part within myself, and that is the part that I accept. So it's unconditional acceptance, reject nothing in the self, because I'm using the external reality to give me fuel and material to bring it back to myself. And then once I bring it back to myself, I'm doing my own inner work and I'm creating that inner wholeness. And you know, it's like we first have to work on ourselves before we start trying to save the world. First, we put on our mask and then others. In Buddhism, they say, like, first you liberate yourself so that you can liberate other beings. So it's like, it always starts with us. So in Tantra, it's like, yes, use the external reality to tell you and show you, and then you bring it back to you. And when you bring it back to you, you begin creating that inner wholeness with yourself. Why is this the way? Well, because first of all, that creates containment and safety. I'm no longer victim to the externalized things in the world, and I'm not putting myself in situations where, you know, maybe my discernment is not functioning properly, and maybe I'm putting myself in tricky situations. Because if for me something external is a no, it remains a no. I'm gonna take it home, right? I'm going to do the work within, but I'm not going to violate the very visceral, raw animal no that I felt to what I saw and perceived in the outside. Oh, but this no, it's saying like, well, you should accept everything because everything's oneness, everything's love. Thank you so much. I'm going to take that home. So we create a little bit of separation for union, and it's a paradox, but it's an important paradox, especially for, you know, the feminine path. Why? Because following the divine feminine path as woman, right? Like, we have to also keep in mind that we have come from thousands of years of repression and abuse, and there's a lot of trauma. Like, all of humanity has trauma, but the specific female trauma, like, it's a trauma of not being allowed to say no, not being allowed to, you know, follow our own will, but kind of being molded into whatever society at the time wanted us to be. So it is, we're learning, like, okay, now we have the freedom to do that, but we're learning what is the no in me, because I don't even know it. It's not something that we were able to inherit from generations, because there has been so much wobbliness in what is yes and no that I don't know. So I'm learning what is no, how do I honor that, and how do I take everything that the external reality gives me within myself to begin doing my inner weaving and creating that inner marriage between my consciousness and all parts of myself. So now you know, Tantra is a spiritual technology that is going to help you create inner wholeness, and the concept of reject nothing is going to help us achieve unconditional acceptance for all parts of ourselves. It's an inner journey. In Tantra, we use our sexual energy as a vehicle, a tool, and the wave that we ride to create that inner wholeness within and to be able to create a merging between our animal nature and our divine nature. So if you enjoyed today's lesson, please interact with the algorithm. This is a very small channel and every little interaction helps. So like or send me a comment. I interact in the comments. And make sure to check out my description box below. I have their way of joining the academy for free if you want to join our free weekly lessons. And then there's also information about how to join as a paid student in different courses and different activities that we have going on every month. So I hope to see you next time. Bye-bye.